A science experiment gone terribly wrong. Here's what's coming up on the Nice Guys on Business.
When the subconscious mind is fully developed and then we start developing the reasoning mind around 8 years old-ish, that part becomes pretty much finished and we're living the rest of our lives based on our interpretations of reality during those impressionable years. So even if somebody would like to make a change happen, if it's not in the subconscious, it's very unlikely that much change is going to occur because the subconscious mind is controlling as much as 95 to 99% of our behavior throughout the day. Everything that you're experiencing in your outer world is a mirror of what your subconscious program.
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. Based on this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately the same as the Nice Guys on Business.
Need an education on how to grow your business? The Nice Guys are here to help. Learn about great customer service, networking, and how just being nice can help you prosper. Now, here are your hosts, Doug Sandler and Strickland Bonner.
Nice Guy community, what if you could watch a video that would open a portal to another dimension of who you are? Well, I'd like to be able to say I was creative enough to even come up with those words, but those were the words that were on our guest's site. And it is so true, so cool. And that's really what got my attention. Now, how about taking that, being able to open up another dimension of who you are and being able to do it in just 4 minutes? So I started to get a little bit fuzzy when the words quantum physics came into the picture, but I also got ultra curious about this guy. So our guest today, his name is Carl Hunter. He's an artist. He's an entrepreneur. He's a transformation coach, and he's a subconscious mind programming expert. And now it is a mouthful, but I'm really, really ultra curious about what he does and how he does it. He's also the creator of an amazing new mind power acceleration technology called Mind Flavors. So Carl invented a revolutionary technology that has trumped all of his previous techniques for harnessing the power of our subconscious minds. Yes. Yes, and more yes, and he is here to share all today. Let's welcome Carl to the Nice Guys on Business podcast. Welcome, Carl.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's great to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to have you here. And a lot of people would call some of this stuff that you do, you know, like in that woo space. And since I have been intricately involved with not only my girlfriend JJ's business and what she does, and a lot of the quantum physics behind it. Again, I get a little fuzzy when it comes to quantum physics, but I really want to talk about like how you do what you do and when you discovered it. So maybe share a little bit about your story, and then we'll get into a little bit about how the technique works. And then what I want to finish on as we get into the later part of this interview is how what you do and how you do it could actually help those in my community. Is that a fair way to kind of proceed here?
Sure. Sure.
All right. Awesome. Great. So let's start with a little bit with your story, and I'll shut up and listen to that, and then we'll get into it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate what you said right off the bat, because I like skeptical people. And I've even, when I first started learning about how to program my subconscious mind, I got so excited about it that I started sharing it with everyone. And a lot of people were skeptical. And the beautiful thing about it was I loved telling them that that was okay. That I was perfectly fine if they were skeptical. In fact, I'd say, don't believe that it's going to work and just do the process. And they would do the process and they would get great results. So the beginning of that for me was when about 32 years ago, I was really having a hard time in life. Things had started out well with my business that I started, and then everything started falling apart and I couldn't figure out why. And it forced me to kind of dig in and get more clear on the manifestation process and why they were showing up the way they were showing up for me. And I came across some information that taught me a little bit about the subconscious mind and how we could reprogram it, and gave one little tidbit of information about writing in a specific way just in a certain time. So it's actually writing in cursive just before going to sleep, within 30 minutes, preferably the last thing of going to sleep. And in the present tense, as though it already exists today, you can actually put that directly into your subconscious and rewrite the program.
Wow. Okay. So hold on before you move on from there. So what's the significance of the cursive part? Because I mean, I've been a huge, strong advocate of journaling and, you know, and visualizing and putting myself in that picture that I have come up with, but my printing sucks. So my cursive sucks. So I end up printing. What's the difference between that and cursive?
Well, cursive is a right brain activity because it's more artistic.
Yeah.
And you don't have that picking up of the pen and putting it down and turning it into more of an analytical process.
Okay.
And
okay. Fair.
The right brain actions have an easier time bypassing the critical factor of the mind, which is the filter between the conscious and subconscious mind. So in order, the subconscious mind is really designed to resist change. It's a safety protective mechanism. It's a good thing, but most people are, it's protecting old programs of lack and limitation and self-sabotage.
Absolutely. And I see that.
So in order to make those changes, why it's so challenging for most people to make changes is because we have to overcome that resistance, and the subconscious mind is really a master at resisting the change. So we, by doing things, as many things as we can that are more easily bypass that filter, we can influence the subconscious mind to align with our current desires and choices of what we're asking for today.
Okay, can you share a little bit of an example of how you do that? Is it simply a matter of doing an exercise where somebody sits down, visualizes something that they want, they create that text, and they actually write it out and just do that over and over and over again, creating new neural pathways, new habits, or is it something else?
Well, this is what I call the manual process, and the Mind Flavors technology is the automatic process, which is the next level of this. So with the manual process, It's very important how you structure the, I call them power declarations. I don't call them affirmations. I used to years ago, but it's another way to bypass the resistance is when you declare something, your subconscious doesn't have anything to argue with. But if you are claiming something, affirming something that doesn't exist, then it's easier for it to say, wait a minute, but you know, I don't really believe this because it's not what we're seeing. And so it's just another way to bypass some of that resistance. So the process would be to get clear on what it is that you would like to manifest and then structure it in a way that is in the positive. So never use the negative. So you wouldn't say, I do not do XYZ, because the subconscious just registers the vibration of the thing and not the negative part of it. So always focus on what vibration, what energy you would like to see expand. So it's very, very important, the words that you use. And
oh, go ahead. I'm just really, can I just throw in one thing here? Because as I've learned over the last year or so, just about this whole, the process and the, I guess the laws of law of attraction, it just seems like there is a lot that's involved with really, it's not just thinking it will be and will become a reality, but it's just putting yourself in the position that you already have the feeling that you have, let's say that you want to win this particular client, or you want to build this particular relationship to the positive, or you want to do away with a relationship that's bad in your life, so you're only seeing a good relationship. It's almost like you're putting yourself in the position to have that feeling before the feeling ever even happens. Is that a part of what makes this into reality, or is there something, again, is this,
yes.
Am I five steps into the process and you're really still back on step one right now?
Well, kind of.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Because the physical, the final step in it is your feeling. However, the problem is that most people we all have been programmed through childhood. It's part of the process. We bonded with our parents so that they would accept us, so we'd be taken care of in the world, all on an instinct level. But we picked up their patterns of limitations. And so it becomes, when the subconscious mind is fully developed, and then we start developing the reasoning mind around 8 years old-ish, then that part, it becomes pretty much finished, and we're living the rest of our lives based on our interpretations of reality during those impressionable years. So even if somebody would like to make a change happen, if it's not in the subconscious, it's very unlikely that much change is going to occur, because the subconscious mind is controlling as much as 95 to 99% of our behavior throughout the day. So
wow.
That means if it's programmed to have success on in any area, on any level, on any topic or subject, it's going to match. Everything that you're experiencing in your outer world is a mirror of what your subconscious.
Isn't it amazing? It's like, you know, I forget what, I think it was Henry Ford, again, going back to the early 1900s, or maybe it was Dale Carnegie. I can't remember who quoted this, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. You know, and it's so amazing that, you know, that's picked up today through this, I guess the science called quantum physics. Am I using that terminology properly?
Absolutely. Yes.
So before it used to be called just, you know, thinking into existence. I mean, the reality of it is, I mean, I can recall growing up in a house where my mom said anything that's been done before you can do. And I remember having a chat with my father, many conversations with my father, and my father would say, even if it hasn't been done, you can do it also. So for me, it was one of those things where I just grew up in a house where it was like anything was possible. And so when it comes to business for me, I feel like, why can't I be successful at anything that I try? I mean, I approach it with not, man, what's going to get fucked up today? I mean, I really do approach it with a positive attitude. And I always thought that was just having a positive attitude, and that's why I've been successful. But I mean, isn't that the reality of what quantum physics is all about?
Well, all of this really comes down to alignment.
Yes.
And when you've grown up in an environment where you've been told that you can do anything, your alignment is that you can do anything, and you're so powerful. We are all so powerful that we can. There are no limits. That's the truth. We've just been conditioned to have
it. It's so true. It is so true. I'm curious. So what are the, can we talk about some of the methodology, some of the steps? I mean, we don't have to get too granular here because we don't have a long format show, but I'm really curious, like what's the process by which somebody goes through with you in order to get from, hey, this sounds really cool, to, oh my gosh, you know, Carl, I could never have imagined this happening, but now I can imagine it happening and it is actually happening.
Well, my dream is to free humanity from limited thinking, and it is happening, and it's happening through this advanced technology that I've created. And the interesting thing is I used the writing process to program myself to create an accelerated new technology.
Now, I didn't use so you are your own client.
Exactly. So when I had reached a point where I really was ready to take things to a new level, and I wanted to create things, I was looking to have ways to automate this programming process, because the manual process is super powerful, and I've manifested so many things over the years. So many other people have as well. I still continue to use it daily, and it's even more amplified in conjunction with this other technology.
Mm-hmm.
So the steps would be with us is today what we do is we give people an opportunity to experience the technology and have a private screening with us if they're ready, and if they're willing to look at some other videos and watch other people's response to their experience, so they kind of have an idea of what to expect and read some testimonials and see what other people are saying about it. Then we are willing to give them a private screening and let them experience the technology. And mm-hmm. What we're seeing is just mind-blowing. People go from coming in with just this weight of the world on their shoulders, and in 4.5 minutes, they are smiling like the littlest kid that is just having the most joy in life. And many times they say, I don't know why I can't stop smiling. I just feel so happy.
So in order to get, is that the mindflavors.com/VIP? Is that where they're going to go for that? Or is that somewhere else?
Correct.
All right. So cool. So Nice Guy Community. So check this out. So is it actually a personal consult, or are they watching a video and then that leads to a consult from there?
First, they'll watch some videos of other people going through the experience so they can see kind of what it's about. We like people to be prepared for it.
Sure.
And then we meet with them in person.
Wow. Face to face?
Yes.
That's very cool. We like to make sure
that people are ready. It is accelerated. It's highly accelerated transformation. And we like to make sure that people are truly ready for it.
So who in our community is ready for some mind-blowing, mind-bending, mind-changing transformation? If you are, the first step then for you would be to go to mindflavors.com/VIP, and we'll make sure we put a link in the show notes for that. Okay, so that's part of it. So tell me what else happens, or what else can be done. I know you have an ebook, and I know you share your story through your website as well. But I'm really curious just about more steps in this process. Is it, how can it be as, I don't mean to boil this down to the least common denominator here, and that is watching a 4.5 minute video changes your life.
It's funny you say that, but yes, that is the truth.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm not a skeptic about it. I mean, I think if it's something that is the reality of what works and what happens, then yes, everybody do it. Go to mindflavors.com/VIP and check out the video. Had someone not gone through that process, it sounds like you have some potential other options as well for them.
Yes. And the writing process is super powerful. And it's a great place to start to program your subconscious mind, which I encourage. We coach our members along that process even more deeply, because it is very important what you write. However, in the ebook, there's also some great templates of, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel, and can keep you on track to give you assistance to manifesting what you're asking for.
So can I want to ask a question from a different side of my brain here, probably more from the left side than the right side, and maybe you've answered this in sentences, but I want to see if you can boil this down into a sentence if possible. And if you can't, then that's cool. Then I just, not something that can be done, but the reality of the question, it kind of hits so many things that people are trying to figure out, like the positive side of how this works. And the question is, why does this work? Why does it work?
Well, there are a lot of things that are happening, but what's going on here essentially is this technology is giving you the opportunity to rewrite the neural pathways in your brain. So we all have the ability called neuroplasticity in our brain to change our brains. And when we change our habits, that's exactly what it is. We're changing the structure, the network in our brains and how we think. And the Mind Flavors technology, of course, with the writing process, you're doing that one thought, one concept at a time. What the Mind Flavors technology is doing is it immediately does a broad sweep of all that negativity and clears it out of your mind. And people immediately talk about, every single time, they go from having the weight of the world to saying, there's clarity in my mind. I have no mind chatter for the first time in my life. Quite honestly, I didn't know it was possible to achieve this prior to this technology.
Right.
And everyone is experiencing it.
Well, Carl, it was a little bit longer than one sentence, but I'll give you the A plus because it totally made sense to me. So, Nice Guy Community, one other option that you have, if you're not quite ready to commit to the 4.5 minutes of the video and checking that out, you certainly can get a hold of Carl's book. It's called Mindset Magic: How to Program Your Subconscious Mind for Success in Any Area of Your Life. You can get a free copy just by going to Mindset Magic. Wait, hold on a second. What's the website again? I want to screw it up. Is it just MindFlavors?
Mindflavors.com/ebook.
Okay, so you can get it just by going there. There'll be a redirect on that, but you'll get the ebook, and it's free. All they got to do is click. It's an electronic book, so I'm assuming they're just getting a download of it right there.
Correct.
Nice, nice. Okay, so let's say that somebody in our community, as we come close to the end of our interview here, somebody in our community is interested in maybe taking one small baby step on, that they can do on their own prior to reading the ebook, prior to signing up for the VIP, prior to any videos or anything. What would be something that they might be able to do in order to just maybe take advantage of the power of what you are talking about?
Well, the first step is to get clear on what it is that you're asking for, what you would like to change in your life. And if you can get some clarity on that to the point where you can write it down in a sentence and describe it as though you're looking at it already manifested, it already in existence, already showing up, and you can describe it how it is in the present tense, that's going to put you well on the way. And then the next step is to write that in cursive during the window of time just before you go to sleep and put that right into your subconscious mind. And the beautiful thing is you don't have to do anything else beyond that. You don't have to write it 100 times. You can if you'd like to, but it only takes one time to do it. And you can experience results literally overnight.
Okay, so I don't mean to be a simpleton here, but can we break it that down into a simple activity? So let's talk about let's use me for an example, because I love using me for an example. And let's say that I wanted to, I'm thinking right now about selling my motorcycle. Okay. So, is that too small a problem, or is that a big hurdle that I need to get over, or
no, it's excellent.
Talk about it just for a quick second, because this is something that I really do have on my mind. I mean, just right now, that's the thing that popped into my mind. So let's talk about it.
Okay, so you can write, I attract the perfect buyer for this motorcycle now. I attract the perfect buyer who has the money and loves the motorcycle and buys it immediately.
Oh, okay. So I can write that down and then write it in cursive right before I go to bed. That's about right. Sleep on that. And do I need to do the activity again until it happens, or do I just do it once?
You can just do it one time and it turns it over to your subconscious. Now, there are lots of different types of programming that I do regularly. Like I'm healthy. I'm always telling myself I'm healthy, for example. But when it comes to things like that and other things, particularly if it's something that you're choosing to release, because you can release things as well as an exercise, those don't need to be repeated over and over again. So you can just write it one time. When I went to the New Media Summit where we met, I won my ticket to that event by using this process. And I wrote a few things just the night before the contest, and the next day he drew my name. And it wasn't just one time. He had another contest, and I did the same thing and drew my name again. So we're going to be going to the next event as well. And so the process is very simple, and it's so simple, but don't let that fool you, because it's extremely powerful. So
Totally get it.
You just, when you're doing it, imagine that you are the executive of your world and you're turning over. You're not interested in taking care of all the details. You just are turning this over to your team, the subconscious mind team. And the subconscious mind team is going to take care of all the details of the how.
Right.
All you have to tell the team, give them a perfect description of what it is that you'd like them to create, and turn it over, and the team takes care of the rest.
It is amazing, because when you, in old school you, not you personally, Carl, but any of you that are listening in our community, and probably talking to me just as clearly, is that I would always get in my own way, because I would always say something like, I'm attracting the perfect buyer for my motorcycle, but I don't have time to be home when he's coming by. It's like I started to trip myself up, and not in that particular instance. I that was the first time I used that as an example, but how many of us in our community here, Nice Guy Community, do we do that to our own selves? We not only come up with what we think is the perfect solution, but then we talk ourselves out of it, because we have all of the reasons why that's not going to work. I'm never going to launch a podcast because I don't understand about technology. I don't have the time to do it. Where am I going to find the get? And then we start to play this, what I call mental gymnastics. And the challenge with that is we're so stuck in the reasons why you can't, that we forget for a moment that we've just created that story in our own mind.
So true. So true. And all of that is coming from the perspective of the conscious mind. Yeah. And I have to say that this process is really so life-changing that you only really understand it when you experiment with it yourself. You can maybe understand the ideas of what I'm saying, but you will fully understand it when you start to see the magic happen.
Well, and check this out, nice guy. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Carl. It does seem like magic.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. It does seem like magic. And what happens is when you do it once and it works for you, it will continue to work for you because you believe that it works for you. It's like it's a never-ending cycle that can take you positively to the positive and negatively to the negative. And if you have that, that's why people that have, you know, crap attitudes tend to, you know, they tend to invite and attract crap into their life because they have a bad attitude. You know, it's the Archie Bunker. I mean, Archie Bunker is always attracting negative things in his life because he's at the frequency of negativity, and that every time will get him what? Negativity.
Yeah, perfect match every time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Carl, I so appreciate your message and everything that you stand for, man. And you're such a mild-mannered guy. I know you're so super passionate about what you do. And you fall into the right community, talking to our community. Although many of those in our community they probably need the little bit more scientific explanation to it when it comes down to success for them. But ultimately, does it matter how it comes to you? It comes to you, and if it's through woo or through science, I mean, this is actually the combination of both of those wonderful things. It actually happens. So I appreciate your message and how you provided it today.
Well, thank you. And there is a lot of science behind all the different aspects of this technology. It's just never been done the way it is done today, nor have we seen the kinds of outcomes and freedom that people are experiencing today. So it's a beautiful thing.
No, I completely agree, Carl. It is a beautiful thing. And again, Nice Guy Community, if you want to get a hold of more information, whether you're ready for the video and the personal consult at mindflavors.com/VIP, or you want to get the free ebook at mindflavors.com/ebook, or you just want to check out some of his stuff at just mindflavors.com, we'll make sure we put a link in the show notes for all of that stuff. Again, Carl, thanks for providing all the information. Great to meet you again, and great for sharing to with our community today.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Nice Guy Community, never underestimate the power of nice. Again, special thanks to Carl Hunter. All of his information, including access to his VIP, his ebook, all the other stuff, will be right there in the show notes. Just check it out. Steve O'Brien, go ahead and take us out of here.
For the Nice Guys on Business, I'm Steve O'Brien. Fill up your week with the Nice Guys. Trust me, this is going to hurt me a lot less than it's going to hurt you.